to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. Hello, we are chatting about a different topic today. We're talking more about the energetic, spiritual side of things because you know over here, we're not just about food and lifestyle. We are all about a holistic approach, mind, body, spirit, soul, the whole kit and caboodle. So that is the lens that I'm coming from today with this topic. And this came up because I heard someone talk about a similar topic, but like it had to do with business though, on a podcast. And then I was also listening to Taylor Swift's new album. Well, it's kind of new now, maybe a couple of weeks, The Tortured Poets Department. To be honest, I'm not like a huge Taylor Swift fan. I love some of her songs. Like, I'm nothing against her. Like, once I saw her documentary on Netflix, not her recent one, like her first one, I was like, oh, like so awesome. I just love a woman in business who's like super smart and she's just like, whatever. But like, she's so talented. Like, really, she really is. So anyways, no, Taylor Swift. The point is, I'm not like a huge fan of hers, but I saw that she dropped this new album. I'm like, okay, let me listen to it. Cause like, she's all the rage, right? And her writing is really good, right? Her songs, I just really like a lot of the songs in this album. And one of them is I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. I think that's the name of it. Anyway, in it, it's like, baby, fake it till you make it. And I did. And this, like, just like this idea of like faking it till you make it, like there's two sides to it, right? There's always like the pot, the pros and the cons to it, but it really had me think about like the energetic side that I always talk to my clients about, especially those who are trying to conceive, which is like, can you not so much fake it till you make it, but it's like, can you feel the feeling that you will have when you're pregnant now so that you are energetically putting that out into the universe? Because what the energy you put out is what comes back to you. Like, point blank, it really just is. Does that mean that every single thought, like if you have a negative thought about something, is that going to come true? Like, no, it's just the majority of what you're doing. But if the majority of your thoughts are about the lack of you not being pregnant instead of the proof that it can happen, or the proven possibility, the possibility that it can happen, the knowing that it can happen, the belief that it's 100% going to happen, maybe not in the timeline you have, but that it is going to happen. If the majority of it is more of the scarcity, the lack, that is what you're bringing more towards you energetically. Okay. And there's so much that goes into pregnancy. Yes, of course, your nutrition and your lifestyle and your partner's nutrition and lifestyle and his sperm quality, and also just God, source, timing. Like, it is a miracle too. We could control so much with pregnancy and just with life in general, but there's a lot that we can't control, right? And this topic that we're talking about can be applied to any area of your life. But that's really where it came about. So what I want to ask you is like, I want you to fill this gap that you might have right now and this like energetic leak that you could clean up of maybe how you're going about your day-to-day life and your subconsciously, a lot of the thoughts that might be popping up, especially in certain situations, can be more of the feeling of like, oh, but I'm not pregnant yet. And I'm just going to say right at the top, I have not had this personal experience, right? I did get pregnant on the first try. So I never want to say that I know what this is like at all, because I don't. And I always talk about this topic of me getting pregnant on the first try with PCOS, because I think it is important for you to know that it is possible. Because I supported my body for literally years before even trying to get pregnant. Like, I've been doing this for years. And again, part of it is divine timing as well, right? So there's so much we can control, there's so much we can't control. However, I'm not saying that this is easy to do, and it's not easy to shift your thoughts around this, especially if you are someone who has been trying for a while. But this is a small, simple shift that you can make, and you could start being aware of, and with repetition will get easier and easier. That's going to make such a huge difference, because once you're pregnant, right, sometimes we think like when we get the thing, whether that's like getting pregnant, getting a new job, moving, getting in a relationship, getting out of a relationship, having more money, whatever it is, like we think that our whole life's going to be like drastically different. And parts of it, of course, will be, especially when you're pregnant, but your daily tasks are still going to be the same. You're still going to be like taking care of yourself. You're still going to be eating meals. Obviously, you're still going to be like driving to work or working in your office. If you work from home, you're still going to be going food shopping and doing all these things, right? So your daily tasks are still going to be the same, but how you feel when you're doing these tasks is what's going to be different. And while you can't access like being pregnant right in this exact moment, right? You can't all of a sudden be like, "Boop, I'm pregnant." You can access the feeling of what it will feel like once you are pregnant as often as you can. You could access that feeling right now in this exact moment. So this can be an energetic leap that we're going to clear up and a gap that you can close, right? So for example, when you're driving to work, or like say you don't drive to work, when you're just driving to the supermarket, when you're driving, whenever, maybe you don't have a car and you don't drive, but when you're just like walking down the road, right? Can you feel like you're actually pregnant? Right? Like, what are the thoughts that maybe you're thinking when you're driving to work? Are you thinking a lot about how that hasn't happened for you yet? Or can you be thinking about how that's happened, like how that already has happened, right? Can you feel like you're already pregnant? Are there things that you're doing in your home, in your nutrition, in your lifestyle that you wouldn't be doing if you were pregnant? Are you drinking certain things that you would not be drinking when you're pregnant? Are you like just doing certain things in your lifestyle? Maybe staying up too late, or maybe not getting enough sleep, or maybe not eating consistent meals, or like smoking, drinking, whatever it is, having 5 cups of coffee a day. If you listen to this podcast, hopefully you're not doing that anymore. But like, are you doing things in your nutrition that you wouldn't be doing if you were pregnant? Because there's a gap right there. It's like, well, if we want to energetically and universally and like, you know, godly, whatever word you want to use, like put out that energy of like, yes, I'm ready for this. I want this right now. Are you doing the things that actually are going to support the baby when the baby is here and in your actual physical body? Okay, so if you are someone who is actively trying to conceive right now, you are planning to start soon, but you want to make sure that you are in fact ovulating, because spoiler alert, a period, like a bleed, does not confirm ovulation. So if you are someone who is really starting to pay attention to this, you want to know exactly when your fertile window is so you know when to have sex to actually get pregnant, or when to not have sex right now if you're trying to avoid it, but you are trying to prepare for when you are ready. Tracking your basal body temperature is really important, and I talk about it a lot on this podcast because it's something I never even knew was a thing. I'm like, oh, I'll just use a tracker app or whatever. And I know a lot of you maybe are using LH strips, which are a total waste of your time, but that's for another conversation. But I want to share with you my favorite tracker, like fertility monitor, because I always make my clients track their basal body temperature. But a lot of times when you're tracking it with a thermometer, it's not as accurate because you have to wake up at the same time every single morning for it to be accurate, and ideally have been like sound asleep for hours before that. And I don't know about you, but especially in mom life, like that is just not a thing. Maybe you already have a child, or maybe you just have an inconsistent work schedule, so your sleeping is always different, like your sleep patterns or whatever it is. And you just want something that's easy, right? Even if you do wake up at the same time, you're like, I just want a fertility tracker that's actually easy. I am obsessed with Temp Drop for this reason. It's an armband that you wear at night, overnight while you're sleeping. It's super comfortable. They actually just have a new version, so this new armband is even more comfortable than the first version, but both versions are still available, so you could buy whichever one. But you put it on before you sleep. You like, you know, press a little button on there. It syncs up with an app that you download. You just sleep with it the whole night. It's tracking like, you know, everything overnight for you, like all your, you know, continuous monitoring is really the easiest way to say it, because it has multiple different sensors that measure your core temperature continuously throughout the night. And then it has like, you know, an algorithm that learns your unique nightly and monthly temperature patterns, which is really helpful, and it filters out any disturbances for accurate results. It's like just such a great, easy way to help identify your fertile window, combining, you know, following your temperature and also accurately tracking your cervical mucus, which you do on your own. But if you're looking for an easy way to track this, that's really accurate and like it just doesn't take a lot of your effort, you know what I mean? I would highly recommend Temp Drop. So if you go to tempdrop.com, you could use code AFA as in apple, F as in and Frank, Corinne, Corinne, at checkout for 12% off. And whenever they have a sale, you also get to stack my discount code on top of their sale, which is amazing. Like I was saying earlier, they also have like two different versions now, like generation one, generation two. The second one has just like a better battery life. It syncs more quickly. It's just more up to date. But honestly, whichever one is easier, you know, for you financially, whichever one fits best, get that one and get going. So tempdrop.com, code AF Corinne at checkout. That's in your nutrition and then in your home too. And just in your lifestyle, the workouts you're doing, like whatever it is, would you be doing these things if you were already pregnant? Can you start clearing things out in your physical space to energetically make room for a baby, right? Like, excuse me. Maybe there's a room in your house that you're like, that's eventually going to be our baby's room, but like it's filled with boxes or whatever. Like you haven't like tended to it. Can you start tending to it? Can you start organizing stuff? Maybe there's things that you want to change before you actually have a baby. Can you start moving towards that? Like really like these things. And then these certain situations too, right? So those are things in like your physical life and your nutrition, in your lifestyle, and like the things that are in your home. Like those are things I want you to think about too. If you wouldn't do it when you're pregnant, don't do it now. And if you would do certain things when you are pregnant, start doing them. Okay. And then these like other situations that can pop up too. Like for example, when you see someone else who's pregnant, whether that's on social media, whether that's in your friend group, whether that's just like in the supermarket, or, you know, you see someone make a pregnancy announcement, how would you react to that? Seeing that if you were currently pregnant in this moment, how would you react to that versus how you might be reacting to that right now that you're not pregnant in this current moment? And again, I'm not saying that this is easy, and I'm not saying I have any personal experience with this. And this doesn't mean that you have to be perfect with this at every single moment. I'm going to talk about like how you can start moving towards this at the end, but I just want you to start thinking about these situations and being like, oh shit. Yeah. Like this is a gap for me. This is an energetic leak I can clean up, because like, yes, maybe you're making the nutrition changes. You're, you know, you're meditating now, you're doing all the things, but, and you have that belief. You're like, I visualize it all the time. Like I really do have the belief that it is going to happen. Like, yes, yes, yes. I love that for you. And can we maybe see where there might be some gaps in these certain situations, specifically of when you maybe see someone else is pregnant? What are these thoughts that you're having? How are you feeling in that exact moment versus how you will feel when you are pregnant? When you see a baby, when you see a mom with their baby, when you see a baby online, whatever, how do you feel right now when you see that versus how would you feel if you were pregnant? Can you notice the energetic difference in that feeling? Because again, we emit an energy based off of our feelings, and we get our feelings based off of our thoughts. So what are you thinking in these situations? Are you thinking like, fuck, like, why not me? Or, and I'm not saying these feelings are bad and these thoughts are bad. Of course, these are going to pop up. It's totally normal. So don't like berate yourself for it, but just notice it. Like, are you thinking these things like, oh, I just like, I can't wait. Like, I just want this to be me so much. Like, da, da, da. Like, are you thinking those things? Or if you were pregnant, would you be thinking like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Like, I can't wait to meet the baby that's inside of me. I can't wait to meet them. Like, this is so exciting. Maybe I'll meet a friend like this one day and like, we can have our babies together. Like, oh, I'm so excited for them. I'm so happy for them. That's their timing. Like, how are you actually feeling in these situations? And what I want to say with like how you could start moving towards this is, can you first just notice how you might be feeling, how you might be reacting, the thoughts that you're currently having in these certain situations, right? You could start with the situations and then you could look at like your diet, your nutrition, clean that up too. Of course, obviously I support you with all of that in the Mind Your Hormones method. And then I support you more with like this stuff, like this energetic stuff in the Trying to Conceive Accelerator. And just like, if we work together one-on-one, which I'll put information for all those things in the show notes, but can you first just notice how you might be feeling, how you might be reacting, the thoughts that you might be having in these situations? And then can you work towards shifting it? Can you close the gap? And can you ask yourself, if I was already pregnant, what would I be doing differently in this situation? How would I be thinking differently? What are the thoughts I would be thinking? How would I feel different in this situation, right? And just start with the acknowledgement and then noticing it first, because you might not even notice that you're subconsciously doing this and that it's actually having an effect, because it really is. Again, because we are putting this out and we want to energetically be in a place of like, I already have the thing. Baby, fake it till you make it. And I did. If you don't know that song, download it. Okay. Dancing. What is it called? I can do it with a broken heart, Taylor Swift. Okay. Anyway. So just notice it first and acknowledge it. That's like the first huge step, knowing that's actually happening. And then can we start shifting it? It is such a small shift, but I always freaking say this. It is the small things that make the biggest difference. And this is going to make such a huge difference on the energetic side of the puzzle, right? Is this the only thing that you need to do? Of course not, right? There's different puzzle pieces to everything. This is one of the pieces, right? So again, if you're like, I'm focusing on my nutrition, I'm focusing on this. And when I say focusing on it, I'm like, you're working with someone who knows how to help you. You're working on the systems in your body that actually affect your hormones. You're working on a system in your body that your hormones respond to, right? We're not spot treating hormones. We're not just taking LH strips. We're not just taking random teas or random supplements or cutting this out, cutting that out, adding this in. Like, you have an actual plan. Okay. You have an actual plan with someone who knows what they're doing. Okay. So when I say that, that's what I mean. And then this other puzzle piece, this energetic and spiritual side, this is such a huge thing that you could focus on, that it's instead of hyper focusing on the nutrition, the lifestyle, yes, we want you to be doing that, of course, but this is another piece to it. And it's a small shift, but it's going to make the biggest difference. Like, this piece combined with the strategic nutrition and lifestyle supplementation changes for both, if you have a male female partnership, for both men and women, is what's going to make the difference. Because again, I don't want you to be the only one that's putting in the work, because it's not just you. Sperm quality, it has 40 to 50% of all, I don't like the word infertility, or I know that fertility struggles is male factor related, whether that's like he's part of the problem or he's the whole problem, right? Like, and if sperm quality is low, it's going to take longer for you to get pregnant. And it's not just sperm quality, it's motility, it's all of it. And again, if you're like, okay, Corinne, my husband, partner, whoever, if you do have a male partnership, got his sperm test and everything is good. Just because it's normal doesn't mean it's optimal. Okay. So I want you to actually go back and listen to a podcast episode I recently did with Lisa Hendrickson Jack. And at the end of the episode, she talked about the optimal numbers you want to be seeing in sperm quality. We'll link it below. Definitely go listen to that. She has it like charts and stuff in her book too. Real Food for Fertility, I think it's called. But anyway, so we want to be thinking about that too, but this is such a huge piece. So what I want you to do is start noticing, how are you feeling on your way to work? How are you feeling in your normal day-to-day tasks? How would you start? What would be different if you were pregnant in this exact moment? How would you be acting, feeling, thinking differently, and start doing those things now? Fake it till you make it. Act as if it is happening right now in certain situations. When you notice yourself having that thought pop up, ooh, I'm noticing this. Okay. What would I be thinking if I was pregnant? I really just want you to start tapping into that and seeing how it changes for you. So let me know how this episode resonated for you. Thank you so much for being here. I just love being on the show with you. We have so many new listeners. We have so many listeners who've been here with me from the very beginning. I just love this community. I thank you for reaching out to me, for DMing me, for sharing this with a friend, for writing a review that really, really, really helps other people get recommended this show so they could also be part of this community and learn this information and just be in this bubble with us. So thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.